Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
So we're going to kind of talk our setups and go along the lines of a couple different things. I wanted to lead out talking on our kayak setups. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to start out with the reason why I went with the kayak I went with. I wanted to get a kayak that was long because I'm tall. I'm 6'2" and a pedal drive. I wanted something that my knees aren't bent the whole time while I'm trying to pedal it. I wanted something that I was going to be able to pedal comfortably and not just feel like I was too big for the kayak. Now, could I get in her kayak? I think so. I don't think I would really have any issues. Yeah. I would have to push the seat back all the way, but I wouldn't really have any issues being in her kayak, but I feel more comfortable in the bigger kayak. It's just, that's why I went with the Bonafide. The Bonafide's a P127, so it's 12'7". So it's a long kayak, and it really works great for me. It's a very sturdy kayak, very stable kayak. Now,
I went with my kayak because it came with his kayak, and I didn't really get a choice. It was a package deal. But I absolutely love my kayak. I think the seat is incredibly comfortable. Suits my short legs, fairly short, so I have the seat all the way up, and it works just fine. Literally, it's so comfortable, incredibly stable. I don't have... At first, I felt tippy, and then I just learned it was just a natural, like, wobble of it, and now I feel pretty confident in it. Like, the other day, he was like, don't do that. You're going to tip it over. And I was like, it's fine. It's fine. I have a lot of confidence in the stability of the kayak. So. Yeah. And I don't rent a kayak cushion at the moment. I would like one, because who doesn't want one? But I'm not uncomfortable in my seat. The only thing that gets uncomfortable is my life jacket. So.
Yeah.
But I love my kayak, even if it wasn't necessarily like one that I absolutely picked on my own. It was definitely one that I was excited about getting still. So I have the Old Town PDL 106, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Spot on. It's a Sportsman PDL 106.
So. And it's super, super comfortable, super stable. So.
Hey, how's it going, SD Outdoors? Welcome. Make sure that if you guys haven't yet, go ahead and like the video, because looks like we've got 12 on and only 4 likes. So help us out. So yeah, Michael Bradley said he's 6'2" and he uses a Titan 10.5. I mean, I know the Titans are great kayaks too, and that's actually what I was originally planning to get, and the Bonafide just worked out for me. But I really wanted the longer kayak, man. That was one of my goals. I was in a Vibe 110, Seaghost 110 before this, and I didn't want to kayak any shorter than the kayak I was in. So going for the bigger size is just what worked better for me. Like I said, I could get in her Old Town and I would be fine, but I would be more comfortable in the longer kayak. Hers is 10'6", Teresa. I saw that you had asked that. So the 106 is 10'6". So yeah, so that we've got, you know, a couple feet difference in the kayak length. They both load on our trailer really well. Not really an issue there at all. Hers is a little bit shorter and a little bit lighter. Not a lot lighter, but it's a little bit lighter. So
see, I feel like mine feels heavier than yours.
Oh no. Yours is definitely a little lighter. Now, when we put the pedal drives on there, your pedal drive is fairly heavy. But yeah, lifting it up on top isn't too bad.
Hey, Trevor. Thanks for watching double. Sorry we made you choose between Monday Night Football and this. We are not we just don't watch any of the sports, so we don't want to think about it. So maybe for fall we'll work on changing it to Thursdays or something. We'll have to look into
that. We'll have to see what works. I mean, we can't take Wednesdays because we've got, USA Kayak Fishing Magazine has theirs, and then
theirs is Tuesdays.
That's what I meant to say. We can't change to Tuesday because they have theirs, and then Wendell has his. I mean, we would just be on top of other people. So, just gonna keep on working on what we're doing and see if we need to change where we can.
So kayak wise, we have different kayaks, but that's just for length differences. Like I said, I just kind of chose mine. So.
And Charlie from Casting Faith Podcast, he's in a Tamarack with a garage sale trolling motor. Hey man, if it gets you on the water, it's worth it. That's right. But yeah, so that's kind of our kayaks. Now, we don't have them. Like, if you look at our kayaks compared to some of the other guys that we fish against, we're not fully outfitted.
No.
But we're doing it on a budget. You know, we make our make our
budget.
Yeah, we make our upgrades as we go. I mean, in reality, we make our upgrades as we can afford to make upgrades. So, would we like to have, you know, a 10-inch graph on there? Yeah, that would be cool. But is it something that is worth it for us right now? No. So we're just kind of making our moves and what we need to. But I do have a black pack on mine. So, you know, behind my seat, I've got the black pack. I've just got the 13x13 because, again, budget. I bought the 13x13 for my Vibe. It fit in there really well. Now, it's way too small for my back hatch of the Bonafide. But nonetheless, it works. It will fit back there. It has 3 rod holders on it. I could really put a couple more on there and be okay. So, you know, just kind of going with what I have. I do have 2 extra rod holders behind the seat on the Bonafide. I generally run one of them, the one to my right. The one to my left, I leave it open. But my catch board, I actually put on 2 paddle holders right behind my seat to the left, and it runs down my kayak. So it kind of blocks that rod holder right there, but I don't carry a lot of rods with me. I will have anywhere from 4 rods to, at the most, I'll run like 6.
Not a lot.
So not compared to a lot of guys. So
can't read the comments because they're going
Casting Faith Podcast claimed to catch 0 fish while the old co-host caught 10. I did see that today.
Also, I've got to say something though. If you guys have watched the Casting Faith Podcast, their one was on the Mandela Effect. Yeah. They're all over the place. I love it because that's my brain. But absolutely, the Fruit of Loom had the cornucopia.
Yeah.
I meant to go check shirts earlier. Side note. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, so we were listening to that on the way from the water the other day, the way to and from the water. And it was a good time. Kayla was having a good time with it too. So maybe I've got her in.
I need to like actually play it and listen to all of them because I haven't like he has. He listens to every single one.
Yeah, I've listened to every episode.
Honestly, I haven't been playing podcasts even as much here lately.
He said 100%.
I agree with you.
So Teresa asked how many rods you carry compared to me. So like I said, I carry 4. At the most, I'll carry 6. And Kayla, how many rods do you carry?
So I have 4 also at the moment. One of them is actually his that I stole. Because I broke mine and I can't go without a wacky rig now. So I stole one of his. But I don't have a black pack. I have I forgot what it's called.
Hers is an Ascend crate. It's an Ascend crate from Bass Pro Shops.
Yeah. We and got, I don't have the actual.
We got a deal on it. Yeah. So that's what we went with.
It just went, like I said, we're on a budget. So I would love a black pack just because they're stable and neat and all that good stuff. But I don't have one. But so we've got this in crate. I don't have an insert in it. I lost one of the rod holders out of it. So it's actually really hard to carry all 4 rods because one doesn't fit. So I have 2 on the back. I hate keeping a rod on the right because that's the way I cast and I hate snagging them. So I try to keep 1 here in my rod holder and then I have 3 there, which is really hard to do right now. But so I carry 4, and we'll get into our rods. I don't know when in just a second, but, so we both carry about the same amount of rods. I don't know if I'll get more or not. I feel like 4 is a good number. But at the same time, I might would be okay with 5.
So like the times we're having more rods really pay off, because if like when we get into kind of breaking down our rods in a minute, a lot of the rods I carry are pretty much the same rod, but having more rods so you can throw more techniques and not have to cut off and retie, you know. Now I'll say on the BFS rod, to get around the cutting off and retying, I use speed clips, but I do not like to use clips on most of my rods because you're just adding in another point of potential failure. So I use speed clips on the BFS because, I mean, it's light line. There's, you know, smaller lures. You got a lot less chance of your lure breaking the speed clip or the fish breaking it, you know, over the lure. If they're going to break the speed clip, they're probably going to break your line. So that's where you're playing it out with that light drag, just like you would if you were fishing an ultralight spinning rod.
I have to have 7 rods now, and I want 2 more.
Yeah. So
I would take a lot more, but realistically.
Having more rods is nice, but.
That's cool. I wonder if it's the one I seen the other day. Seen one.
Well, it's the one that we seen when we were in Tennessee, Yak Gadget.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's not the one. I seen a really cool one the other day. I don't remember who it was by, but it could be slanted at any angle. So, you know, if you want it straight up when you're on the lake, you can. But when you're on the river, you can keep it more slanted down. And it held like 3 of them. And it came out of the rod holder that was already in the kayak. It was pretty cool. Anyways, I'm sorry. Got distracted.
Yeah. So we like to carry roughly the same amount of rods. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm carrying just a couple more than her, so not a big difference. But it also kind of comes down to my experience versus her experience. So she's still very much in the learning phase. I've learned a decent amount. Now I'm in the learning phase too, in reality, because you see me over the last few videos, you've seen me start to learn the Texas rig, which, you know, most people know pretty early on into bass fishing, but I'm brand new to it. So, yeah, that's kind of where we're going to lead into kind of showing what our rods are.
So, I don't know, I guess I need to start with like, so when I started, I wish I had it. I should have grabbed it. Oh, well, that's fine. I can see it, but I'm not going to get up and grab it. when I started last year, I had my little Zebco like push button reel, guys. Like, yeah. So that was last year, not 2 years ago. It was literally last year. And
her rod that we probably bought her when we were dating.
Yeah, probably. So at least 15, 16 years ago.
Yeah.
So it was old reel. And then I ended up buying a Proficiency, but I still with the push button because I wasn't ready to like commit to like anything fancy.
I was trying to get her to try out a spinning rod, and she just wasn't doing it. You know, she was stuck with, you know, the push button rod until I finally got one in her hand and made her work with it for a little while.
Yeah. And I'm really not a big fan of spinning rods. I like them now for like my wacky rig and stuff, but I'm still not. I'd rather cast, honestly, I won't go without a spinning rod now because of the wacky. I like it better for that. But then he got me my first decent rod, which I actually don't have. It was a Yak Rod spinning rod. He gave that one to me and I broke that one. And I loved that one. I had started using it all the time. So I don't have that one anymore. But yeah, like I said, I stole his, what's his name was on here. The guy from Georgia. ST Sean,
yeah.
If he was on, he'd be like, oh, you're stealing his rods too, not just his bait. But anyways, so I have these are my 4 rods I have, and I don't know anything, so I'm literally reading off of it. A 7-foot medium fast yak rod, spinning rod right here, and I keep my wacky on this one pretty much the whole entire time. I didn't know you weren't supposed to tie something heavy on it, so I tied something heavy on it the other day and he yelled at me, snatch, it's gonna be my wacky rig one. So
yeah.
So that is one that is literally pretty much always rigged up for that. I guess this was technically the first.
She has some hand-me-down rods. This rod was a hand-me-down. This was one I was using up until I upgraded to more yeah. yak rods.
So this is actually what I started learning my bait caster on. We switched the reels now, but 7-foot medium heavy rod. It's a Vengeance. It's a nice rod.
Abu Garcia Vengeance.
Okay. So I know nothing. Literally know nothing. I'm learning, guys. So y'all bear with me here. I told him, I was like, I don't know anything about my setup, actually. I know I have four rods and I know what I have tied on. That's about it. So here lately, I've been keeping either a shaky head or a Texas rig or something like that. So I've had two soft plastic presentations tied and then two non-soft plastic presentations tied. I don't know. Y'all bear with me. And then I was running only three rods or maybe even two for a while. And then we got into frogging this year and I needed a frog rod. So he got this one. It's a, how do you say it? Abu Garcia
Vendetta.
So I have my frog rod here, just a cheap one, but it's worked. So
they're actually not super cheap rods, but we got them super cheap.
That's why I am
big on checking Walmart clearance aisle. The Vengeance, I got that. It was actually a combo. I got that combo for $15, probably 3 years ago, and then the Vendetta, I got that for like $13 this past winter. So. And it was just a rod. It was not the rod reel combo. But
I apparently need to clean this.
I mean, not a surprise. Our reels are pretty dirty.
And then this one is just a all purpose medium heavy fast rod here. So this is the only one. Everything else has been tied on. This is the only one I do still keep a snap on, but I'm considering going away from that too. Because people keep saying that it affects the action.
You're getting good at tying. That's the big thing. Stick. I know we're way behind on comments. Sean kind of named off his rods.
It's kind of hard just for me to.
Hey, see Bill, them. Welcome. Glad that you were able to make it. Yeah. I mean, it's tough on Mondays, but I do appreciate it, man.
We're going to throw in a few extras this month, so bear with us. Do some Thursdays, probably.
Ugly Stick Carbon Series are very good budget rods also.
So those are the four I have right now. I am getting ready to order a spinning rod so that Chase can have his back very soon. It'll be at the end of October. I'm going to order one of those. I'm not going to share too many details about that yet, but I'm really excited about it.
Go ahead. So I'm currently down a spinning rod completely right now.
I know. I'm going to have to give it back, and I don't really like that.
I don't throw a spinning rod very often anyway, but I'm down a spinning rod completely right now because I snapped the end of my spinning rod off
last trip.
Yeah, while we were out Saturday. It's just a cheap ultralight rod, and I caught it casting, I think the frog. So heavy rod, I caught the tip of it and just snapped the tip right off of there. So I'm down a spinning rod, so I'm not going to show a spinning rod tonight. I'll just show my four bait casters that I use every trip out. These rods, every one of these sees time on the water anytime I'm out. So spinning rod, in reality, sees time on the water maybe 30% of my trips. Honestly, I haven't thrown a spinning rod.
Maybe I will keep that one.
Really, I haven't thrown a spinning rod for over a year up until I started throwing one for a wacky rig. And honestly, I can throw it on the BFS rod. So I don't have to have a spinning rod. I can throw it on the BFS rod and be fine. So this is my Yak Rods BFS rod. It's, I think, 6'8". Yeah, 6'8", ultralight, fast rod. So I love this rod. I know some people are going to say things about it being a noodle rod. It is a noodle rod. It is very, very whippy. The tip is super whippy. It's an ultralight, guys. That's what an ultralight should be, in my opinion. I came from ultralight spinning rod fishing. So when I go to ultralight, I think it should have the same action as what an ultralight has. And this rod has the ultralight action. I throw anywhere from, our neighbor, I throw anywhere from, I can throw like 32nd ounce little like inline spinners on it, all the way up to, I can throw up to a quarter ounce mini max on this rod. So it throws really well, has a pretty wide range, and man, it's just probably the most fun you're going to have fighting fish. Now, it's not, I throw topwater on it also. So topwater is probably the most fun you'll have catching fish, but a BFS rod, an ultralight rod, is probably the most fun you'll have fighting fish. And that comes from anywhere to like a 10 inch fish all the way up to a 4 to 5 pounder. They are a blast on that rod. So that rod probably...
That's one area we're different in. I don't have a BFS rod, and I don't really have a desire to necessarily own one right away. But eventually, like, just for the fun of it, I might get one. But it's not, like, in my need-to-have list. So he loves that.
And I run straight braid on that. No, it's not that fishing noob mowing, but he probably is right now. He's in that new house now, so...
Sorry, we kept the door open and our neighbor nearby.
Yeah, he's on a four-wheeler. Yeah, so the BFS rod I run straight braid on. I've got a Cast King Kestrel on it, and I run anywhere from 8 to 10-pound braid. I think I've got 10-pound on right now, and I'm rarely ever going to put a leader on that rod, if I ever do. I've caught fish on the river, caught good smallies on it, running straight braid. It's just... I'm normally running moving presentations. I run a crankbait on it more than anything else. So, yeah, that's not a bad idea, Josh. Josh is thinking about getting a BFS spool for his Tatula. I mean, I think that would be... I have so much fun throwing BFS, so I don't think it's a bad idea. I love the bait clicker, and I don't know if your Tatula has the... bait clicker on it, or Tatula, however you say those.
That's a weird name.
Yeah, I seriously, I love BFS. So, next rod I'm going to show. This one is the rod that I've just recently really been putting to work, and it's the Medium Heavy Fast Foundation Pro rod. It's a 6'8" as well, and it's, again, yak rods. And it's what I've been running the Texas rig on. So I can throw a buzzbait on this rod. If you guys watched my video of the championship where I caught my personal best last year on a buzzbait, this was the rod I caught it on. So it's definitely been a good rod for me. I've really been having fun. Really been having fun with the Texas rig lately. And like I have forced that rod in my hand a whole lot more. Now, for the reel, I'm going to change reels. I'm not going to say too much negative about it, but I'm not a fan of the reel I have on it. I have a Kistler Chromium, and it's just a lot of work to keep that reel running smooth. That's really all I'm going to say. I'm not a fan of it. But overall, it's a good rod. I run, I think I've got 15-pound braid on it to a 12-pound fluorocarbon leader. So lose reel. Yeah, I would run lose on every rod.
He's on.
I'm all about running lose. Yeah, you missed it, Sean. She was showing off one of her rods earlier that is my spinning rod.
So if you were on, you were going to say, oh, you're stealing his rods as well as his bait. Even though I didn't steal his bait, he offered it to me and I just took it.
So the next rod I'm going to show here is a rod that you guys have seen me throwing a lot, really since May. I've thrown this probably more than any of my other setups. Now, overall, I've thrown the BFS rod more than any other setup I own, but since I've been throwing this one, I've thrown it probably more than anything else. And that is the Frog Rod. It is a 6'10" heavy fast action. So, and I do have a Lose, what is it? Like, I think it's like Reactor or something like that. Xfinity, Lose Xfinity reel on it. And I'm running 50-pound Suffix 832 or whatever it is. So that is my line of choice, that Suffix line. It is my favorite. Yeah, so 50-pound braid, straight braid on the frog rod, and I'll throw a glide bait on that occasionally as well because I do not have just a glide bait setup. So I'll just kind of switch those back and forth, but I don't throw a glide bait very much because I don't have confidence in it. So it's something that I've got to start working on building confidence. I agree, Sean. I think Suffix is just the best braid out there. I've had more luck with it than any other braid I've thrown. I like it better than anything else.
I really like my Shimano reel that I do have. It's probably my favorite.
But that Casting Face said, you ever share your gear with each
other? We do.
Yes.
We do. I guess it wouldn't be last tournament. That one tournament, I brought my pedal down on my spinning rod that I love so much. And that's when I inherited his spinning rod because he knew that's the way I was fishing, the way I was catching them, because we have really different fishing styles. And like he said, he barely ever uses it. So he brought it over to me. I got to use that. And
yeah, she had been catching fish on her spinning rod, broke her spinning rod. And I'm like, I'm not going to leave you without the rod that you've been using, you know? So yeah, we definitely share gear.
Or if like we find a certain color's working and I didn't have, like earlier this spring, I didn't really have any chatterbaits. They had like, I still only have like, well, I don't now. I just got a whole bunch of new, or not chatterbaits. Is that the right word? It is, right? Yeah. I used it. I used it right.
Yeah.
So you see, I was like, wrong. I was second guessing myself. So he brought me a red one, like things like that. So we do share. And for the most part, we're nice about it. But some nights we're cranky about it.
Yeah. So yeah, we're good about sharing. We share pretty frequently on our stuff. I mean, there's times that I'll give her a lure and end up snapping off mine that's an exact copy of it that I was catching fish on. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to need that back. So if she's not using something and I'm having luck on it, it's no problem for me to get whatever she has that's similar to it. And
we brought a lot of our, the rod I have on, or the reel I have on my fishing rod is actually used to, we have a local store.
Yeah, he said ALF. So Michael Bradley, he's out of New York, but we actually have ALF here.
I didn't realize
ALF is just down the road. American Legacy Fishing is just down the road from us.
Yeah, so
we've bought some used gear from them. Mm-hmm. I've bought used rods from them. I've bought used reels from them. And we've bought a lot of lures from them. So American Legacy is pretty awesome.
Yeah, we caught some of their, like, they like open up their back warehouse.
Yeah, when they do their open house.
Pretty sweet.
So the next rod I'm going to show off, and like I said, I'm showing four. So this is the fourth one. This is probably one of my more used rods. I've put this one through a lot over the 2.5 years I've had it now. And I guess probably right at 2 years. It is the X Chatter from Yak Rods, and it's a 7'2" medium heavy fast action. But that is my bladed jig rod, and I'm running a Luz Classic Pro on it. And I run 20-pound test on my bladed jigs. I run straight braid on bladed jig. I've every once in a while I'll throw a fluorocarbon leader on it, but most of the time I'm running straight braid. But this rod is such a great rod, and I'll throw it for bladed jigs, spinner baits, or buzz baits. Those are the three things I'll throw on it. Now it's a very stiff medium heavy, so I will throw like smaller glides on it sometimes too, because it's got the backbone to handle that. Also has the backbone. Like I have no problem boat flipping big fish on that rod. If I hook onto one, I'm rarely going to use the net because that rod just has the backbone to throw them in. And when you put a hook in them, they generally stay. Now I say that knowing that I lost a big, big fish on it a week ago when we were out, and it just happens. I've lost big fish on frogs too. It happens. I felt like I had it pinned. I just, sometimes they come up and they give that shake and they spit a hook no matter what you've done. So generally on that rod, if I put a hook in one, I've got them. So
yeah. So I guess we're not too different as far as many rods we have. But when we get to like now that I know more about what I'm doing and things like that, we normally go complete opposite directions for a good majority of the day just yes. because we just fish a little bit differently.
Yeah, and that's a big thing that we've learned. It started out, we were always fishing kind of right really next to each other when, yeah. when she first started fishing, but it was mainly because she was completely learning. I mean, when she came into it with me, like she said, she had, you know, a Zebco rod and reel. At one point, she had two in her kayak. The first several trips, she had one rod, you know, one rod and reel with her. So, yeah, I agree. K Custom Rod says ultralight power is excellent for BFS. That's how I feel too. In my opinion, that's what a BFS should be. I know some people throw the lights and the medium lights, but man, I'm more into the true BFS. If it's going to be a BFS, throw the small stuff.
So Josh asked if you fell out before you lost the big one. No, he actually fell out so right after we got yeah. off the live.
So I'll talk on that real fast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just so you guys can all hear it. we were on the live last time. We did the live Saturday. Mm-hmm. And maybe 5 minutes after the live, I went around a corner and was standing to one side of the kayak. And when I went to adjust my feet, one of my feet hit the pedal drive. I lost balance, and the moment I lost balance, I looked down, and I had, like, 4 inches of water in front of me, so I was like, well, I'm just going to step out onto that. Yeah, well, I stepped out and went all the way to my knee in mud and just went face first down in it.
It's that stinky mud.
And it's that black, it's gross, nasty, sewer-smelling mud.
It's gross.
So stood up and got back in the kayak, and I laughed. I immediately laughed. Sean said, Charlie said, that sounds like something he would do.
He's got to be more careful for that stuff.
I immediately was just laughing. She came around the corner right after, and I said, how long have you been around that corner? And she's like, I just got here. I said, okay. Like, well, you didn't see what happened then.
No, I honestly, said, did you do something expensive again?
Yeah, that's what she said. Did you do something expensive? Because I also broke my prop that night.
No, at first I was frustrated because I was like, oh man, what else did we happen? Because I thought he broke something else or lost something else.
Yeah.
I laughed after I found out though.
Yeah. So I told her, I said, I told her I fell in, and she got a laugh out of it too.
I didn't really ask him if he was okay. You know, I could see he was okay.
Yeah. It was all good. It was what it was. It happens. Like I said, right after I did it, hey, it's been a while since I've done that. I guess it was time, you know? Man.
I have not done that yet.
Silly mistakes. Yeah, that sludge. Yeah. Nasty, nasty stuff. So, yeah, it's all good, though. It was funny. It hopefully made a funny video for the rest of you guys. I think it would have been even better if it happened during the live, because you guys would have got that angle of seeing me go. I'm sure I had a funny look on my face too, you know? So it is what it is. I survived. I made it through. The next thing I just kind of wanted to talk about was like I guess we can kind of talk tackle storage as well, which I know I talked about having a black pack. She has her, you know, it's a soft bodied crate is what it is.
It's the lid is already deforming and stuff, so that will definitely be an upgrade. I have like a whole list of upgrades though, guys. So like, at what point? I don't know, but it'll be an upgrade. It works for now. It's kind of
continue watching marketplace throughout the throughout the time while, you know, winter hits and people are ready to sell stuff. That's the best time.
Yeah, sort of.
Just kind of see what happens.
But so my like it is. Until I started using soft plastics, I never really even touched that crate, and I was thinking about leaving it off. And now that I'm into soft plastics, I have so many stinking bags of soft plastics that, like, the other day I was like, I don't even know what to do with these. Like, so I literally got out, because we're on budget, y'all, one thing at a time, you know? So I got a bunch of Ziplocs out, and I, like, divided them up into, like, you know, Texas ringworms and wacky wig worms and, like, creatures and... you know, all that stuff. So I like have a whole bunch of like Ziplocs back there. That's how fancy I am. but before that, all I did was my track pack. Like I kept my what I knew that I wanted in there.
Bill said buy more.
I need more. I need more June bug really bad and a couple other and some green or watermelon red, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I need more of those. For sure. And some better storage, but
yeah, she needs some soft plastic bags.
I want to make my own. I want some cute ones, guys.
It's gonna happen, but she's got to make them in like big quantities. So
I found some people that would do them in smaller quantities. I just haven't had time to deal with it yet. But so I never really got into that. I always used just my track pack. I was literally thinking about just leaving that in there because before any trip I would get the color crayon pigs out or whatever and kind of like switch it up and put it in there. Now I have so many
Gunfish needs cute ones too.
I know. I'm working on it. Like I'm seriously working on it. Okay. Like I don't want a black Plano bag. That's so boring. But that's me because I like things to look nice and cute. Okay, guys. I just can't help it.
Bill said he just spent $700 at a sporting goods store that had a 50% off sale.
That kind of makes me want to puke. The thought of that. But, yeah, so I have that and I have that. And I usually always, the Old Town PL-106 has a little like pocket underneath the thing. So I'm constantly throwing all my stuff under there and then have to clean it out when I'm done. But
so for me, I run a Plano speed bag. And that's where I keep soft plastics in. And that is really nice. You can fit so many bags of soft plastics in there. It keeps them all organized in one pack that you can sort through. Kind of have them. I have them divided up. Like 50% of the bag is all imitators. Because an imitator is my favorite soft plastic. I'll show that again for my Texas rig. Oh. So that right there is an imitator. It's a craw. I throw it on my bladed jig. I throw it on Texas rig. Throw it. Sometimes you can throw it Ned rigged.
Mama got fishing said her Plano bag melted. It was so hot this summer.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
It's really crazy.
I've never had an issue with that. But yeah, so I love those KVD speed bags and love the imitators. So if you look in my bag, most of them are imitators with like most of the imitators being watermelon red because that's my favorite color for any soft plastics.
Minus one package that he gave me. Yeah. I did not take it.
Yeah. So I always keep a few pearl because pearl is always a good color.
I realize that I have zero white in any of my soft plastics. That needs to change.
Keep a few pearl and really several different things because I like having pearl for trailers. Again, I'll throw it on the back of a bladed jig, chatterbait. Throw it if I'm running a spinnerbait and running a trailer, I'll throw something on there. So I throw a lot of whites on chatterbaits and stuff. Now, lately I've been throwing black and blue and having a lot of success with it. So that's been kind of different, but yeah, so I keep my plastics in that Plano speed bag.
I bet he will.
Maybe I'll give her some white ones. Hey, how's it going, Dad? Welcome. So I keep my plastics in my speed bags. And then all my hard baits I've got in some little just casking, whatever. What's the casking, like hyper seal, I think is what they're called. And that's where I keep most of my hard baits. And then I have a couple little boxes that I keep frogs and all my terminal tackle and stuff in.
Yeah, I have a ton of plastic little storage bags now that I have all my extra crankbaits and stuff like that. But it's in there. I know. I thought that comment was so funny.
Charlie, did you see that? Noob was mowing the lawn.
He was.
Maybe that was him out here. He said he's got to mow two lawns now. Were you mowing my lawn earlier? We had the neighbor go by on a four-wheeler earlier, and Charlie asked if it was Noob out there mowing. So I thought that was pretty, really funny. That was pretty perfect. You came in right in time. So for the next, I just kind of wanted to break down some of my baits that I use and kind of go through what she uses versus what I use. And I'll start out, obviously you guys know lately I've thrown a frog more than anything else. And I've been throwing Tactical Fishing Company frogs. I've thrown a lot of other frogs and just haven't had success with them. I've had success with Tactical Fishing Company frog, and I don't see any reason to change it up. I've caught a lot of fish on the same frog, and like I've still got frogs that I'm running that have holes in them from pike when I was there in Minnesota. Like I have no issue with running those frogs still, and I've caught multiple fish on them since I've been home. So running frogs has been probably my biggest thing, again, over probably the last 6 months. That's what I've ran more than anything else. I've caught a lot of fish on frogs. Yep. Now, again, I'm starting to switch up and use other techniques, but a frog has been my big one. So I do have some of Andrew's soft plastic frogs. We've not used them yet. Run them yet. I just got to pick up some hooks for them. Yeah. But
I haven't figured out how to run them yet.
So I've not done that, and we don't have any buzz baits that they fit on really. So
yeah. And I stopped using the frog so much because it got to where the mucky stuff kind of died off, and like it was more grass lines, and he was using the popping frog, and I just didn't have confidence in it because I wasn't catching anything. And then I finally kind of figured it out, and that's actually how I won. Guys, I won Big Bass of Indiana in our last tournament, so I'm just going to throw that out there.
That fishing noob said he just finished the latest pod, the Casting Faith pod. And he said, got me questioning everything now. So me and Kayla talked on that earlier.
Yeah, we did.
And we talked about, you know, we talked about a couple of things that, yeah.
And it is the Berenstain Bears. I don't know where the A came from. They lied.
I did look at books, and they had an A in them.
I know, but I clearly remember an E. And the Fruit of the Loom definitely had the cornucopia. Anyways. Yeah. So we haven't tried the soft plastics. I got to figure out what to run them on, but I'm loving learning soft plastics. I think they're super handy tools. So Sean,
there's Biz Baits has one called, I think it's Pad Daddy or something like that. And it's really nice. I had a lot of success with it last year. I've still got some, still run it some. It's a really good frog. Go ahead.
I don't know. We're talking about frogs.
I talked about frogs, and I was going to let you kind of lead into, you be the next one. Talk about what's been working for you kind of.
So here lately, the Wacky Worm, or for a while, most summer, Wacky Worm was killing them. I would pull at least an 18-inch fish out every time we went. And then the bite for that, which for me, anyways, I should say, because the other guys went out there and they caught a whole bunch on it. But for whatever reason, the bite on the Wacky Rig kind of died down for me. So I've switched over to a shaky head. Well, I was going to show you. This is funny. This is where we're very alike and very different, because he has, if you notice, he showed you his imitator on earlier, and he has it on a Texas rig. I have it on a shaky head, which I don't know. I guess that may not exactly be right, but it's been working for me. So I don't know. Because he was like, she's fishing with a crawl. So I was like, are you not supposed to fish it with a crawl? Because I have been, and it's working. So I don't know. But I've been using this with some sort of crawl on it. And that's how I've been catching fish here lately. Pretty much the only way I've been catching fish here lately. It's
she's going to keep on running that shaky head because she's catching them on it right now.
Yeah. So same color, same thing like that. But Texas rig wasn't actually working for me. And then some line stretchers actually sent me those shaky head hooks. So I was like, I'm going to try those for them anyways and try to figure it out. And it's been working. Oh, man, guys, I lost a huge fish. The other day on it, it just, gotta remember, I'm still learning, and I just had caught so many fish on the shaky head because we went out the other day and I just caught fish after fish when we went to the smaller one. And I got distracted by the comments. I know, I'm gonna answer that. But I didn't check my line, and so when that fish hit, I felt it and it was heavy and I was so excited because if it was a bass, it definitely would have been my PB. Like it felt so good. I haven't felt that heaviness like that in a while. I'm telling myself it was a carp because it just took off with it and it just snapped my line and it was heartbreaking. But anyways, so I have, my rod covers are mine. They're Allure.
She makes them.
Yeah. So if you look up Allure Fishing, backwards, I guess.
Allure Fishing Apparel, A-L-L-U-R-E.
I can't show you because it's backwards. But yeah, so I have two prints in them right now. I have my purple jigs and I got my lily pads. And I love them. They're super great. They fit on all my rods. They're a little bit snug on my spinning rod, but not anything bad. And then they have the elastic adjustable things, which I'm kind of lazy about making them perfectly tight. But so, yeah, that's what those are. But I've been using the shaky head, and it's been working for me. So I don't know. I don't even know that I'm doing it right. So it's Dad. Catching fish, though.
Dad said he's been catching them on shad lately. Surprise, surprise. My dad's a cat fisherman, for those that don't know. So next, I'm going to talk on something. I've talked frogs, which is what has been good for me for a while. But something that's always been a staple since I've started bass fishing have been crankbaits. I am a crankbait fanatic. I love them. I have so many crankbaits in my tackle box. Really, if you open up any one of my boxes that has hard plastics in it, there's a crankbait in there. Like there's a crankbait in my topwater box. There's a crankbait in my jerkbait box. There's probably a crankbait where my bladed jigs are. I mean, I've got crankbaits everywhere. And that's going to be anywhere from square bills, which is the first crankbait I started throwing, to, you know, some other, I have a few that are deeper diver. I don't do a lot of deep diving crankbaits, but I will say for me, the crankbaits that have been the absolute best, which yeah, I do have it here, is this is a BFS crankbait.
Yeah.
This is one that 12 Oaks Custom paints up. If you guys have watched me for long, you've seen that I throw chartreuse and black back.
Pretty sure he calls it Chase's Request still. So
yeah, that's the name of it on 12 Oaks Custom because I had him paint up chartreuse and black back when I first got lures from him and fell in love with his lures that he paints up. So he calls it Chase's Request on there, and he has that pattern in about everything he paints now. I've got it, and I've got it on about everything he paints. And we got some little glide baits with it on there. We've got we've got whopper ploppers with it on there. I've got she had luck on the little,
I don't have it
little
on
raptor
right now.
Glide bait the other day.
It's like this big. I guess I technically have caught fish on glide bait then.
Yeah,
I?
Yeah. So yeah,
I want to catch one on a big glide bait, guys. Yeah. So I've been trying.
Those are my favorite crankbaits right there. That's a BFS Griffin. So it's a Megabass Griffin knockoff is what it is that he paints up. And man, that little crankbait has great action.
It really does.
If you're fishing rivers, like
in the rocks, Clayton, it's perfect.
Clayton, I strongly suggest, since you're a river guy, you have to get those. If you don't have those crankbaits, that crankbait has caught me so many smallmouth. In every place that I've fished that has smallmouth, that crankbait's caught me smallmouth.
Yeah.
They hit it so hard. If you can get to where it's running and dragging through rocks and dragging through brush, they will just hammer that crankbait. And it rarely ever snags up. Like I pull it through hydrilla where I fish. So, and last year I caught one that was 4 pounds on the edge of a hydrilla mat. It pulled me into the hydrilla mat and got wrapped up in it. I had to actually net all the hydrilla up, and those little bitty hooks still had a hold of that fish. It was not coming out. So
it's like that sometimes. At least you didn't lose anything.
Charlie said he did catch something on the river and it was a crankbait.
Sometimes I go out and we like start like losing stuff and I'm like, this was an expensive night out. I'm not catching anything.
Yeah, check out the, they have Griffin full size and Griffin BFS size. I don't know if you do any BFS fishing at all. If you do, check out the BFS size, but you can throw it on a spinning rod also. Man, those little crankbaits are,
yeah,
they have such a great action. Like, I can literally see them underwater, even when it's straight mud.
12 Oaks
I can
custom.
See exactly what they're doing. Yeah, 12oakscustomlures.com, and just look up Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-O-N, and he's got a huge selection of colors. One of the other ones that I throw a lot, I can't remember exactly what he calls it, but it's red. It's got a yellow belly. It's got like red and black stripes on it. That one has caught me a ton of fish. Like, I've got some that have had the paint knocked off of them because I've caught so many smallmouth on them. So yeah, they are sweet little lures.
While you're there, get some whopper ploppers too.
Yeah. His flat sided whopper ploppers do not cause line twists. I strongly suggest flat sided whopper plopper. Yeah. Caught a $6 lure. That's awesome, man.
Are you still tying ties over there, noob?
Tying flies.
Oh yeah. That's if so,
you didn't say flying ties.
If so, I need you to tie the taco one for me and go catch a fish. I don't know if Chase sent you that picture or not, but I need that to happen. Sorry.
So I talked crankbait. You got anything else you want to talk lure wise?
Typically, when I've gone out the last few months, it's been, I try my wacky. Sometimes I get some, sometimes I don't. It's been kind of on or off. I think I need to switch back to the weightless right now with the grass, and I think that would help me. But for me here lately, it's been shaky head and then frog in the morning. That's literally all I've been catching them on. I don't know. I haven't been able to get a buzz bait bite. I haven't been able to get a crank bait bite. I haven't been able to get.
You've not got them on a chatter bait.
No, I've struggled.
Even the last when I couple, was.
Yeah, I was not doing that, which I don't know. So I want to have a whopper plopper actually tied on right now because I was trying that because I could see fish busting. Yeah, I need to switch back to the weightless. I know that makes no sense because I know the weighted still catches fish, but there's something, I don't know, something's off right now.
That slower fall.
Yeah.
So the next thing I'm going to talk is bladed jigs. So I've got two bladed jigs that I throw. Now, I know a lot of people are all about the jackhammer. I know Sean, I think you commented on one of my posts about jackhammer, and I think I hurt your feelings a little bit because I'm just not a jackhammer fan. When it comes to Z-Man's chatterbaits, now I've not tried their newest ones, so I can't say about the Baby Jack or the Micro Max, but Z-Man's chatterbaits, the best chatterbait out there that Z-Man makes is 100% the Mini Max. The Mini Max chatterbait catches fish, catches big fish. That little lure is, I mean, it just catches catfish too, unfortunately. But that's just kind of how those chatterbaits seem to work. They just seem to always get those catfish. But yeah, I'm all about the Mini Max. And now the other crankbait or the other chatterbait I use, or bladed jig, as we should call it, is the lawnmower blade from Dadfish Tackle. So if you see me throwing a bladed jig, I'm going to be throwing either the Dadfish Tackle lawnmower blade or the Z-Man Mini Max.
He said, Clay said, you got to get some of the battle.
The battle blade. I do like the looks of those. I've not thrown them yet. So battle baits, they have a bladed jig that's pretty cool. And I'm all for supporting small business, so I think that's cool. And
yeah, their
I
stuff looks really
like
cool.
I definitely try theirs.
And Brazillo. Somebody to talk about Brazillo,
yeah,
too.
Like, Brazillo. Yep.
I don't know. I
want to try their buzz baits. I still haven't got to do that yet. So, which was another thing I was going to talk. I was going to talk buzz baits.
Yes.
But I'll let Kayla kind of lead out with what buzz baits she likes to use.
Yeah, so obviously I love line stretchers, buzz baits. Reason being is last year I missed some giant fish on buzz baits. Like,
she did
visibly seen these giant fish go after it, and I could not land them. And it's just so funny because we went to that fishing show, and I'm just a sucker, guys. Okay, I'm a complete sucker for anybody who talks to me and has good customer service. So we're at the fishing show, and these people were talking to me, and they're like, you land any fish on buzz baits? And I was like, been trying. It's not been working, but I've been trying. And you know, they're super nice. They're like, you gotta try one of these, all or whatever. So they have the extended, like, EWG, is that what it's called? Am I saying that right? Hook or whatever.
It's got a wide gap hook.
I thought you said it was that. Whatever. Anyways, it has a longer hook. And this year when I started using those best baits, because it was like, I guess it wasn't last year. It was like this year in January or whatever. So when we got out and started using those, the only fish I've missed on it have either, wow, I really can't talk tonight, either just totally missed it or like it's not fault of the lure. So it's been incredible. I've had a really good hookup rate. I did miss a couple when we were on the river, but I honestly, that could have been the fish and stuff. We were moving so fast on the river. But besides that, I've had an incredible hookup rate on them. So that's why I like those. And they've caught me fish. Like I said, I haven't found a buzz bait. Good Lord. Buzz bait bite here lately. But it's been weird. It's been weird at our lake. We're in the middle of a drought. Our lake's super low. Cold front's been moving in, and I guess it's going to warm up this weekend. So it's just been super weird bite out there. But I love a good buzzbait bite. I love how easy it is to unhook those.
We're fishing Saturday morning. It's actually going to get pretty hot Saturday. Hopefully we can start out the morning with a solid topwater bite. But I'm not going to go into that expecting it. I'm going to go into it trying because – the last time I went to it expecting it, I got burned pretty bad and ended up catching two fish. So for me, buzz baits, I've started using the line stretchers also. Really like those. They are really nice buzz baits.
They have a really good sound, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, they sound good. Another buzz bait that I really like is BizBaits. They have one called, I think it's called a dinner bell, but it's got a little clacker on it. Sounds really good. I like the sounds of the Brizalo buzz baits online. I've not heard them in person, but I do like the sound of their buzz baits online and would definitely like to try some of their buzz baits. I'm going to pick up some Wee Whackers because they make them small enough that I can throw on the BFS, and man, buzz bait on the BFS rod is so sweet. And there are so few companies that make them small enough. I've got some like Strike King baby buzz baits or something like that. They're really nice. So yeah, the Wee Whacker is one that I definitely want to try.
I also, another reason why I like the line stretchers is because it glides. It does not get stuck in the grass. It glides over it so smoothly. So I can run it like along the very edge. Yeah, like
sporadic
through,
grass.
Yeah,
and
I
stuff.
Can run it through that and it doesn't get hooked up. And I like that because that's how I landed that giant, I was like four, I don't know. It's trying for us anyways. 4.5 pounder. Wasn't 4.5 or something like that? You came over and weighed that one. Yeah. It was a beautiful fish. A good one. It was running right through that grass. I like that. It doesn't get hooked up.
It was a beautiful fish, guys.
It's okay if I say that's a,
I know.
A beautiful
I just love
fish.
It. The way you're like, she rated her fish the other day by size.
I did that just for you.
And at a certain size, they were a beautiful fish. That's right. I loved it.
I did that one just for you.
All right, so on the soft plastics, which, you know, we've already kind of touched on those, but I wanted to touch on them a little bit more. I love Dadfish Tackle soft plastics, and, you know, it's not just because I work with Jeremy. Jeremy is great. He makes some awesome products. Great guy. I think a lot of him and that fishing noob who was on earlier were all part of the Dadfish Tackle team, and I do love that, and I love that I've got some guys that are there for me if I need prayer. If I need anything, really, we'll just sometimes set up calls and just hang out and talk. But they're always there for me, and I love that. But I love his lures. Like, his soft plastic lures have been great for me. You guys, again, if you've followed me for long, you know that I really don't throw soft plastics hardly at all. And through that partnership with Dadfish Tackle, I've thrown a lot more soft plastics.
When it
comes to trailers, that imitator has been good for me since the first one I put on a chatterbait. And I just put it on there. I was like, oh, I kind of like the looks of that. I think that would fit a mini max pretty well. So I would cut off like the first like three ribs of an imitator and shorten it. It's like when I'm throwing it on a mini max, you'll see like those little ribs. I'll cut off the first three or four and I can just tear them off by finger, or I can get out my snips and snip them off. And I'll do that, and I'll run that imitator sideways. And as it's going through the water, those pinchers will kind of go back and forth. While the blade's moving back and forth, the pinchers are going up and down like that. And has a great action. I've had them where they've tore the pinchers off and just run it. It's got a little bitty tail that sticks out, which kind of gives the chatterbait a little bit more of a hunting action when you've just got that single tail back there. But still has a really good action, still triggers bites. And, you know, versus running one without a trailer on there, running one with the previous trailers I've used, which I was a big fan of the Yamamoto Zako, whatever it's called. That's what I was running for a long time. And like when I found that lure, that was my chatterbait trailer. And now I think the last few packs of Zakos I ended up giving to her. I don't even know if she uses them for anything, but I don't use them anymore.
I don't know what I've used.
I've used a Crush City Freeloader on them.
I'm not a huge fan of those.
I don't like them. I don't like them at all. Again, you guys can get mad at me if you want. I am not a fan of the Crush City lures. All the packs I've had, I'm like, I don't see anything special about them.
No. To me,
Z-Man makes a...
I haven't been a huge fan of
like
what
a Razor Shad or something like that. That works really well. It's a great chatterbait trailer. There's like three different Z-Man that make the chatter spike. So to me, the Freeloader, if you put a Freeloader and a chatter spike next to each other, they're a very similar lure, and the chatter spike is better. It runs better on a chatterbait than what the Freeloader does. You know,
he put a Josh,
throw rocks at me if you want, but
Josh said Zake, whatever that is.
Is a good spinnerbait. Yeah, I can believe that.
I haven't fished with a spinnerbait a lot, yeah. But I've never put a trailer on one. So maybe I need to do that. Because I actually threw one the other day when we were out because I don't know. I was thinking about
work. So if Sean was still on, I would have got a comment saying stuff about Crush City. So he's not on. But the Mooch Minnow, I know he throws that one. And I know he throws the other one that I was just talking about too.
It's not all cookie cutter because he throws
all the Crush City plastics and loves them.
I
do not. And that's
totally, it's not a cookie cutter thing. You're going to have things that work for you that don't, because there's things that he does and
just
does not work for me. Sean has left the chat.
So yeah, and that's exactly how it is. And that's really, again, what this episode is kind of about. You know, we do things, even some of the lures that we throw that are the same, we throw them in different ways, you know, and that's what's so funny. You know, she started learning to bass fish from me, but we still fish such different techniques. The way our setups are run are so different, and it's what works for us. And that's where, again, us having the kayaks, it works out best because we also kind of hit different style of water.
Maybe it's just the way we've used it, but I've not really liked the ones I've used either. I don't know the way they sit on there, but I'm still exploring with all of it. I still have some. I'll use them, but
yeah,
I haven't. I don't know.
I've got it all out of my tackle box. I don't have any of it anymore because I don't like the feel of the plastic. I don't like the smell of the plastic. I don't like a soft plastic that smells just like plastic out the box. I'm like,
no.
I feel like there should be some kind of scent on them. And having no scent on them, I'm just kind of like, it's pointless to me.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest thing I've learned is to like just trust your gut just a little bit, even though I'm pretty sure I'm doing it all wrong. It works for me. So, because like he said, like I kind of power fish my soft plastics and things like that, and other people are really slow about it, but I'm catching fish on them, so not doing it completely wrong. I've also learned to kind of, I don't know, like there's I'm fishing a little bit. I've noticed when we fish, we're both fishing, we'll fish the same spot completely different. So like I don't know how to explain that. You just have to be there, but I don't know.
Yeah, I've tried Sean asked about if I've tried any coffee scented baits. So I've tried a few coffee scented baits. I've got, I can't even remember what brand it is. It's like a, I think it might be a Strike King. It's like a coffee scented shad. I've got those. And then Dadfish Tackle, his worm oil he makes is out of coffee oil. I think he's got coffee oil and anise in there, something like that. But he's got a few different things that he makes his worm oil from. And it's, I mean, they make it from coffee. So it's got a coffee scent to it. Again, just has a really good smell to it. And I feel like, especially fresh from a package, when I get a bite on something that's soft plastic, they hang on longer when I'm using Dadfish Tackle's lures.
I think scent is important. I don't know.
Yep.
I'm trying to, I can't read the comments over there, so I'm waiting on him to read.
Talking about underspins is what Chris is talking about. I like underspins, but again, I'm throwing them on. Dadfish Tackle makes a paddle tail called Dad Shad, and that's what I throw it on. Yeah. I'll throw an underspin with that on there. But still very much learning soft plastics. He makes a Fluke too. I've thrown the Fluke quite a bit. It's got a great twitching action like a Fluke should have. And that's a lure that I'm working to learn more of. I really want to tie up some donkey rigs and have a couple Flukes tied up on a donkey rig and try that out. I've just not done it yet. I've got to make myself spend the time to tie them, have them pre-tied and ready to go, and then go out on the water and throw them.
I need some weights because I tried the free rig the other day, but the weight I had just wasn't actually working for it. They kept getting stuck on the knot down there. It wasn't free.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think you'll like coffee scented baits, Sean. I do. I personally really like the coffee scented baits.
I know. I haven't thrown any of the big swim baits. So I don't think he has either.
No. I mean, I can't say no. I've thrown... What's the one Megabass makes? The Megabass, it's like a 7-inch or a 9-inch swim bait. I've thrown those. I've not had any luck on them. And then I've got some big swim baits that Dadfish Tackle makes as well. Mag Draft. There we go. I don't know why I could not think of that. I've thrown them. I've thrown them a million miles as they break off of my line, and that's always the end of their life. But yeah, I've not had any luck on them. I've thrown Dadfish Tackles a little bit, but I'm not confident in them. So I've got to make myself spend time with them. And I think finding the time in like the spring or the fall, whenever the bite's a lot better, would be the best time to learn those
when
bites.
It's slow and you're not getting any bites, then you just feel like you're doing it wrong and you tend to switch easier.
The B-Wall Capsize HD. I'll look into them.
Yeah. For sure. I have a little minnow and I got it for the river because of Chris, because he was throwing a little white swim bait. And so I was, I got one of those, but I haven't thrown it. I started to throw it at the lake the other day, but I have no confidence in it. So I ended up taking it off and I was like, nah, not today.
So I have zero familiarity with Shaky Head in all reality. We both have been running Shaky Heads from line stretchers. So
yeah,
went to the show in Tennessee, they said, you know, hey, we make Shaky Heads, and we bought some of their buzz baits, some of their spinner baits, and some of their Shaky Heads. And that's when we tried them, and she fell in love with their buzz baits. So the last couple orders that we've gotten buzz baits, they sent some Shaky Heads with them also. And yeah, so we've both thrown Shaky Heads on them. She's had success on them. I've had a couple bites on them, but that's as far as it's went. But I was throwing, I think, a 7-inch worm on it. So, and I threw a 10-inch Z-Man's Mag Fatty. I threw a 10-inch Mag Fatty on there and just slow drug.
That's
on
what
the
I was
bottom.
Showing earlier. That's my Shaky Head. I've been crawl. That's what I've been catching them on. The first time I threw it, I had a big old worm on it. I don't know any specifics. It was a big worm. It was purple. and I caught one on it, but just a little one, and I only caught one fish that day.
Yeah, it was a big, it was like a 7-inch curly tail worm.
And but I wasn't really getting any other bites. So the next time we went out, I switched to the crawl, and we went to this, it was a smaller lake. And I landed like, I don't know, 6 or 7 fish on it. And
yeah, she started having luck on the shaky head, and then she's kind of
last time
it,
we were out,
tied
I kept
on.
Getting some more.
Like she said, she lost something big. It broke her off, but
yeah,
it happens.
Massive. One of those ones that like haunt
we've
you.
Both got before the tournament, we've got to make sure that both of our leaders are all tied up good, that we retie our frogs and have them with fresh knots on them. Obviously, you know, everything.
Probably clean some reels. We have a tournament Saturday.
Yeah, we've got to clean a couple reels. So,
oh, hey
Jake, welcome, man. Appreciate you stopping by. We're not far from being done, but we definitely appreciate you jumping in, man.
Yeah. So. Try to keep it about 90 minutes because it's a school night.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man.
And we don't stay up late either. We are not people who stay up late.
Yeah, like Jermaine, Mainstream Fishing, I think his lives normally start at like 8 our time, which is 9 his time. And he'll stay live till like 11 p.m. I can't do it. I'm too old for that, guys.
You be nice to your wife.
Yeah. Don't let Nell tie your knots.
Man, I learned the polymer, and that's just like, I know I need to learn some more, but it's so simple and it seems to work really well. So
yeah. Yeah, she's got the palomar knot down.
Teach her that one. It's pretty simple, and at least I think so.
It's a good knot. Palomar knot's a great knot.
It seems pretty strong. So
you can mess it up though and make it to where it's not. I'm trying to learn. Give me a break. I love that she jumps in.
I know.
Okay. Like it's so funny because earlier we were on Jake's live on.
Jake does a lot of TikTok.
On,
TikTok. So, yeah, go follow.
So if you guys follow Bearded Dad, you probably know who Jake is. I mean, you may know who Jake is without it, but that's where I found Jake. Jay had him on his podcast some, and I mean, Jay goes out fishing with him a lot. So. Yeah, we were on Jake's live earlier, both of us commenting.
He was laughing.
So I love that both of you guys are on here commenting.
There's times like
it's awesome.
We'll watch like Wendell's podcast a lot together. Yes. So I'll turn my volume down so we don't have two volumes going so we can both comment.
But so we can both comment and stay engaged because we both like talking about and again, we like talking about different things on the podcast. So
that's right.
It's like I'm not gonna comment exactly what she wants to ask, and she's not gonna comment exactly what I wanna ask. Oh man. Yeah, no joke, man. Good luck with that. Good luck with that, Charlie. I don't think I can handle kindergarten.
I didn't realize you were a teacher.
I just don't think I can handle kindergarten.
I cannot. I have a hard time. If you would have asked anybody growing up, I was not going to be the person that had 4 kids. They were all surprised that I had kids, period. And then if I tell them that I have 4, they're very surprised.
Sean said he's taking her phone away, she's too much.
Telling you, you'd be nice to her.
So I think Kayla needs to meet her and maybe they'll hit it off. It's like,
hey, they have a really pretty lake down low. It's like 10 minutes from the house. I said little just to go down to Georgia and fish sometime.
Yeah,
we want to go to so many sneaking places, guys.
that's what it comes down to. So Sean, so Jake is actually wanting to do a live kind of little tournament with us on TikTok.
Oh yeah,
too.
Sean does a lot of
so
TikToks
Sean,
too.
Sean
right.
is actually about to do a live against. Man, I cannot remember. I think it was like Hollow Hole or something like that. Something like that. They're going to do like a little live tournament, and it looks like it should be a good time.
Oh yeah, it wouldn't happen anytime soon. We are. What we have planned for this year is what we have planned. So it's getting to be our time.
Well, and it's about to be busy. So not only does she make, I don't know how many we can fill on TikTok.
So I honestly think, you can do a bunch. I've seen people do a bunch, but realistically, I've seen somebody do a tournament. There were some girls that did a tournament. They had 3 and there was an open spot. So I believe you can do 4 screens and it not be the the little bitty thing, but I haven't messed around with it too much because we've been doing so many YouTube lives to try to get this channel pushed out. So I haven't messed with it just a whole bunch.
He's gonna wear a pink tutu when he loses. I love it. So you can fit four. That's what Sean just said. So yeah, we're gonna play around with TikTok too, we're gonna
mess
with it. So I've not done a TikTok live yet. Kayla's done one.
I've done one.
I've not done a TikTok live.
Really
yet,
awkward.
But I'm definitely looking forward to it, man. It's gonna be fun. Like, I think we'll have a lot of fun with it. The only problem is, like, some of you guys stay live for 8 hours straight.
Yeah, Jake, how do you run your phone so long? So I have a power bank and all that stuff, but I don't think it would last that long. So I'm not really sure how we would do that.
Gained a ton of followers from lives. I totally believe that. And really, YouTube's been good on that too. I gain a lot of followers when we do a live while we're fishing, especially.
I just need to get a better power bank
to the phone.
I haven't tried that.
I guess now would probably be the perfect time. I have had issues with my phone overheating running lives.
Yeah. He has an Aqua power bank, so he could use that for sure.
Yeah, that's what I've been running when we've run lives, just to keep, if I start getting low, that way I can run some juice in the phone, and it keeps the phone charged the whole time we're out there.
So you guys got some, everybody that follows, you guys got some interesting tournaments, live tournaments between buddies coming up. So.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
We'll get some things arranged.
So I guess the last thing I want to do before we kind of finish out the night is ask you guys, what do you want to see in upcoming episodes? So I've got a few more planned out. And then I really think we should do a casting fade.
You know, Sean, was it Sean or
Charlie?
Charlie. I should probably not say what I was about to say now that I messed up your names. I was going to say, I'm offended that, you know, you've always asked Chase to be on your show, but you've never been like, hey, we should have a girl.
They're actually about to have wives. They're about to have their wives on their show.
See?
So I think that's going to be a good show.
What you got against women? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so I think
I like to give a hard time. I think some people don't realize that I'm not actually.
I just kind of want to see what, if you guys have any more ideas for upcoming episodes. We've got a few lined up, a few ideas, but we're looking at kind of increasing some numbers right now and wanting to see what ideas you guys have for some more future live episodes, future podcast episodes. Definitely going to start adding some people in and having some kind of interviews in there.
We're working on
that. We can do that through YouTube now. We can invite guests that have over 50 followers. If you can go live, we can do the go live together. So, I think that's something that, I mean, I think a Casting Faith live show would be sweet.
It'd be cool.
I think it would definitely be sweet.
I love live. He'll laugh at me. It's fun. We really like to battle it out. I'm slightly bitter at the moment.
Oh yeah. So we do husband and wife competitions. One of our upcoming episodes is going to be the stats of our husband and wife competitions. And I'm going to go all the way back to when we first did a husband and wife competition. I'll map out all of last year's and all of this year's. And we'll go over the stats on, you know, what were the rules put forth for that competition. And what were the results. So going to go over that. That'll be one of our entire live episodes. We're going to just kind of talk the husband and wife competitions. I'm probably going to make that one of our later ones in this year.
More of a wintery one.
Yeah, because we can talk about, hey, here's what the end of the year brought. And then we can go into next year with a clean slate and go into that one.
Hey, how far is Clay from the Casting Faith guys? We can go hit up all our Ohio friends.
Man, we are ready to make a trip to Ohio. Like, I'm really wanting to do that soon.
Yeah, I would love to come meet you guys. And it sounds so silly, but I love that you have a boy my son's age, because all of our friends have girl kids, and he's always like, Mom.
Josh said he's going to guess Kayla 10, Chase 3. I don't know, Josh.
I don't know, Josh. It's
I've been breaking her heart lately. I've been breaking her heart lately, man. We've got another husband-wife challenge coming up, and I've been breaking her heart, man.
You know what? I'm going to come down there. I'm going to train her how to catch a bigger fish than you so she can just like shove it in your face.
Hell can't catch no fish.
She's going to end up catching a PB of your house and just hold it over your head.
If we have a Bassmaster close to us next year, we may try to fish it.
It would be pretty cool.
Have you thought about fishing a kayak adventure series, man?
Oh, yeah, Jake, you should totally do that. You would love it. I know you're going to Bassmasters next year.
Yeah.
I know that's a lot, but... You need to come out to a kayak adventure series with us. It's an incredible, incredible setup of a tournament. So you should definitely do that. But hey, yeah, if there's one close, even if we don't fish it, we'll have to come down and just hang out or something.
I've still not tried the Yamamoto Yamatanuki. It's not something I've tried yet. I've had several people recommend it. I've not tried any of those like shaped baits. He said, don't talk about that bait.
I live in the doghouse. It doesn't work. So I'm going to go find that bait after this.
Yeah, Yamatanuki. A lot of people throw it. Actually, I had somebody just say they were having a lot of luck on Depp's cover scat, which is pretty similar as well. So
we cannot leave the door.
All those style baits.
There's bugs flying everywhere.
All the moss flying in. It'll like be slightly cooler next time, maybe. I don't know. It may be hotter.
We didn't think all of this through.
We just kind of wanted to have our first experience out here. Yeah, I'm a huge Mini Max fan. Yeah, we wanted to have our first experience out in the shop. So,
Oh, he was so jealous of that trip.
Pounds. Yeah, I was. I messaged Jay about it right after you guys got back, and I was like, "Dude, I am jealous." And Jay was like, if you want to go next year, let us know.
So he's not afraid of
I'm like, man, I would love to. I would love to. So, yeah, you never know. If you guys hit Cayuga again next year, I might just jump in with you.
If you guys haven't, make sure you hit the like button.
He said, see you next year.
Hit the like button for us. Yeah.
Yeah, this one's already got 17 likes, guys. So thank you, guys. Keep on. Keep on smashing that like button.
We're going to do some more, working on getting better content. I actually had a fishing Facebook page, and I have decided to take that one off because there's been no growth versus my other one, and go to my personal page.
Yeah.
But both of us are working on growing all of our social medias. Because
if you guys are watching, I've been making a big push lately, and it's paying off.
Yeah.
So I actually started getting paid on Facebook.
That's right.
Facebook is officially paying me for when I post reels, post pictures, anything. Facebook's paying me. That's huge. Like, that's huge, guys. Now, let's get YouTube there.
That's right. That's what we're working on. So make sure you like it for us and share it and all the good stuff.
Yes.
So we appreciate it a lot.
Help me get YouTube there. Right now, I am like 800 hours from hitting my goal of 4,000 hours, which fully monetizes me. So if I can just hit that, 4,000 hours, like I really need 800 hours over the next month and a half, because in October, I'm going to lose some videos that have like over 200 hours just in them. So help me hit that goal. Help share my content.
And then we won't just talk about travel. We'll travel a bit more.
Yes. Yeah. The more I make on YouTube, Facebook, I'm probably never going to make a dime off of Instagram because Instagram don't pay nothing. maybe eventually TikTok as well. I probably got to push it a little bit more. I know a lot of you guys do the kind of like affiliate marketing almost style sales, and that really helps. I need to push my affiliate marketing through Amazon some more here and there, but
it's kind of hard because we're more about just community than
selling. I'm not a salesman. I'm not good at that. So, but yeah, just kind of making it here and there. And I'm really, really excited about what I've seen so far. And I am so close to being there on YouTube. So we're going to get there.
8:30.
Yep. 8:30. About time to get some kids in bed.
That's right.
and get some ice in bed.
Thanks for the tips, Jake, and for joining. Appreciate it. I've had fun hopping on your stuff. I don't always have a long time, but I always like to pop in at least give a few likes.
Yeah.
And a comment or two.
So, yeah, that's I've been doing bi-weekly posting or videos on YouTube now for, I guess, most of this year. And that's been making a big difference and starting to kind of see certain trends that are hitting better than others and starting to kind of add in some extra series that I think are going to help out in the long run. My Getting Started series, I think, is going to make a difference. It's not taking off right away, but it's doing well. My first one has over 100 views, but it's consistently getting views every day. So seeing it slowly grow. So I'm excited about that. Yeah, SD Outdoors.
Way to go,
almost,
buddy.
Almost at 800. Keep it up.
We'll have to go see. I seen earlier you commented that your mom caught a bass today. That's awesome. We'll have to go check it out later.
Yep. So yeah, we're working hard. Yeah, so I've got to where I don't do very many shorts for that exact reason. I just felt like I was over spamming the shorts on YouTube, which is something that
I think it helps you gain followers. Yeah, so hopefully
it helped me gain some followers, but it didn't really gain me watch hours. So I'm kind of doing a very slow mix of throwing shorts out there. I'm posting one short here and there and leaving the rest of it to that.
Jay just hit 28K. That's awesome. And you hit two. That's awesome too.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it, man. I'm happy for you guys. You guys are awesome. I love the Kayak Fishing Dad's gear. So definitely something that we're going to get.
Has he brought back his podcast?
No, he has not yet.
His podcast.
And Jake could probably, you know, give some insight to that too. But yeah,
I'm sure he's busy right now, but I liked his podcast.
We loved his podcast. I mean, I'd happily jump on there again, man. I would happily jump on there and be another guest. Because that was the first podcast the second podcast I guest starred on. But yeah, I enjoyed that. Jay is awesome. Really love it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Yeah, I guess we're about to get off of here. I know. I appreciate it, you guys. We could talk all night. We love the community.
I know, Charlie. So. You guys are doing great over there on YouTube. And I mean, your Instagram is awesome. I love seeing you guys grow. So keep it up. But yeah, appreciate all you guys. All you other fellow content creators, we're right there, right beside you guys, pushing your stuff too. I love seeing you guys doing well. So keep it up. Keep on growing. And we're going to keep on doing the same.
Have a good night.
See you guys next time.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.